People smartly dressed with some place to go. All dressed up, some place to go. Here's a program just for you about people and places that go with the show. So let's make with the music, get out on the go, and meet our guest artist, a man you should know. This is Charlie Arlington, ladies and gentlemen, here to present new modes in music, little tidbits about your favorites around town, and an interview with our number one guest of the week. All brought to you by Oliver K. Holden, creator, designer of custom-made clothes, recognized by show people the world over, who always appear smartly dressed for some place to go. Today's special guest is the famed Pagliacci of the piano, Joe Reichman, whose grand band is entertaining at San Francisco's Mark Hopkins Hotel. Well, sir, the maestro will be with us a little later on in the show, and we have a grand interview up and coming. But first, here's the Reichman Band with our leader man himself at the piano, and one of the old favorites we dug up out of the books, a little item called the Johnson Rag. Joe? Joe Reichman and his fine band and the Johnson Rag. And now in just a moment, we're going to present our guest of today's show, Joe Reichman in person. But first, with people like our guests on these shows, men and women who must always, of necessity, appear smartly dressed, with celebrities, entertainers, musicians, clothes like the ability to present the finest in entertainment are a number one requisite. With military uniforms so much in evidence these days, the trend somehow or other has turned toward neater dress and a smarter appearance here on the home front. Oliver K. Holden, creator-designer of individually styled clothes for men, presents 1944 fashions in tune with the times. And his showroom on the first floor of the Golden Gate Theater building, San Francisco, is familiar to show people the world over. And his intimate styling and personalized service has come to be known by them as a symbol of quality and expert craftsmanship. Why not you yourself stop in soon at the Oliver K. Holden showrooms and have a talk with Mr. Holden and have him show you some of the smart style models and the many distinctive fabrics and colors. Then we're sure that you too, just like so many stage, screen, and radio stars, will appoint Oliver K. Holden your personal tailor. And now, our guest of the week.
The Pagliacci of the Piano, Joe Reitman.
Yes, that's the Pagliacci of the Piano, Joe Reitman, who, with his fine band and vocalist Gene Warren and Frank Martin, hold forth every night for dancers high atop Knob Hill in the fashionable Peacock Court of San Francisco's own Mark Hopkins Hotel. Joe, come on over here and meet our many listeners.
Hiya, Charlie. What's cooking?
Well, mercy me. Draw up a short chair and give out with the info. That is to say, Jack, the stuff is here and it's mellow, too. So latch on to the mouthpiece and give with the gum beaten. Do you suppose I'm shaking the noggin near the wrong dummy in an unrighteous groove?
Whoa, Brother A. Whatever that racket is, I don't dig it. You're giving a mean bark, all right, but, brother, it's going up the wrong tree. Let's get down on terra firma or tear up the terra talk and talk turkey.
You're on, Joe. We'll straighten up, and from here on out, henceforth, stay out and fly right. Seriously, Joe, it's really grand having you as our guest, particularly on our first broadcast.
Well, Charlie, it's really a pleasure for me to be here with you to begin the series, particularly here in that town I consider my home. You know, town come and go. A band goes to and from town and city to city. But old San Francisco, that's the place for me.
That's the boy, Joe. You know, San Francisco really loves you, too. That goes without saying. And the throngs that gather to hear and dance to your fine music up here in the Peacock Court of the Mark Hopkins prove a point in that direction. But speaking of points, Mr. Pagliacci, how is the going from town to town? A little rough, eh?
Well, of course, you know, Charles, we always travel by train these days. And somehow we manage to make the dates. But like you say, it's plenty rough.
I see. Well, tell us, Joe. There are a couple of questions which, if answered personally by you, will give our listeners, I know, a good insight on something that they for a long time wanted to know. As for myself, it would set me back on the straight and narrow path, or words to that effect.
Well, fire away, Arlington. Number 2 gun is ready and waiting, sir.
Well, first, I think the good people would like to know the origin of this Pagliacci of the Piano business that's the theme of your music, Joe. Then, too, how about that fast flight takeoff introduction that graces all of your many radio broadcasts? You know, that Joe... Well, you know what I mean, that routine. What's the lowdown, Mr. J.R.?
Well, Charles, as you know, Pagliacci was a tragic clown in one of Verdi's operas. And my getting the tag of the funny man came back in about 1937, mm-hmm. when the boys and myself were playing in the Coconut Grove in Los Angeles. One of the boys out there, Frank Barton, caught me clowning around on the keyboards, as I often do, and fastened the handle upon me right then and there. We used it a couple of times. I saw it was okay. It stuck. Hence, Pagliacci of the Piano.
Well, well. How about that Joe Reichman routine? To what, pray tell, do you attribute that curving little crescendo?
Well, say, you know, that came into being or was born right here in San Francisco.
Oh, no, Leroy.
Know him?
Oh, yes, yes. And a fine Mike man he is, too. Don't tell me now that Toby Reed is responsible in part or in whole for that thing.
Yes, Brother A. Toby used it one time just to sort of rib me and the boys.
Yeah?
You see, we just opened up here to Mark. I wanted our presentation to be in keeping with the traditions of the Peacock Court. So before going on the air, I told Toby, now, Toby, let's make this very dignified and nice. Whereupon he opened the show with that original introduction. It almost broke up the entire broadcast before it began. And one of my trumpet men couldn't blow a note for laughing all throughout the whole half hour. Well, somehow or another, it kind of took, and so the story ends.
Yeah, the story ends, but the hooting and the howling lives on.
Yes, Charlie, and right now I've got to get back to the band. We have a rehearsal for our next show. But before I go, could you kind of let me in on the QT? Who's going to be your guest next week?
Well, thank you very much, Joe Reichman, for a swell little chit-chat with a man with a grand band. As for our special guest on next week's show, Joe, we've quite a surprise for our listeners. Oliver K. Holden has arranged to present next week from the stage of the Golden Gate Theater that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey, who with his trombone and sensational band take up for a two-week session here in San Francisco. But Joe, wait, wait, oh, wait, before you go, Joe, how about hearing that grand theme that closes your many radio broadcasts?
Sure enough, Charlie. Here we go with Little Thoughts.
Thank you, Joe Reichman. Now, touring the town. About this point in the program each week, we come to that department, oft times referred to as if the lights are aglow and there's entertainment in the offing, we'll be there, brother, we'll be there. Oh, touring the town. That's our little Judy Starr, whom you remember as the sweet songstress of the late Hal Kemp Orchestra, opened what we're sure will be a successful 3 weeks at, over at Noel Thomas's new Belvedere Inn, just out of Marin City, the talented Jimmy Stewart, who heads a grand group of all-star entertainers from back Manhattan way, goes into his third sensational week. And the Vagabonds, a quartet of cadoodlers who really cadoodle, keep things very much on the bright side of the said ledger over at Dominic's on Larkin Street these nights. Really fine. Long chat with brother Robert O'Brien yesterday, who, he writes that fine San Francisco column in the Chronicle, you know. He passed along the word that Henry Bussey Band, which opened at the Palace Wednesday, is definitely the tops with that original shuffle rhythm, the order of each PM. Which reminds me, we talked to Henry himself the other night. He looks fine and still lays a dollar or two on the ponies now and then. So if you missed Mr. B at the Palace, and it isn't likely you will, you'll probably see him out at Bay Meadows. Plans a little journey northward from their berth down in the Cinema City. Plenty of the nighteries have a bid in, we understand, but seems that contract clearances down south are the deciding factor. The Fashionable Club is putting on some fine and fancy presentations these evenings, too. We caught Joe Marilla's new show the other night, and to quote one of the lads just back from sea duty, it comes on like a battle wagon at the height of fury. No kidding, it's really something, though.
And that's the story for now. We'll be back with a lowdown on the highlights of nightlife next tour around town. People smartly dressed with 10 place to go. A program just for you about people and places that go with the show. New modes and music, little tidbits about your favorites around town, and of course our interview with our number one guest of the week. Next week, Oliver K. Holden, creator, designer of custom-made clothes, recognized by show people the world over, will bring you Tommy Dorsey as our special guest from the stage of the famed Golden Gate Theater. Remember, Oliver K. Holden, creator, designer of custom-made clothes, recognized by show people the world over, who always appears smartly dressed for some place to go. This is KSFO San Francisco.
Virginia Marvin, and I want to sing for you. Get nothing at all. Got sorrow, trouble to borrow. Don't want tomorrow to come at all. Oh, nobody home. Food and drink and money have we none. Oh, 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 oh. No sunshine, ain't had sunshine. Gonna get no sun at all. Been raining, wind is complaining. Whispering of the snow to fall. Oh, nobody home. Food and drink and money have we none. Johnny had a job when I first knew him. Goodbye, Johnny, goodbye. It may have been the horses threw him. Goodbye, Johnny, goodbye. On our wedding day, he promised that we'd live in style. Give him just one chance, said Johnny. And he made his pile. Racetrack, big talk. Cost no money, but it won't buy steak or pie. And love gets thin on an oatmeal diet. Goodbye, John, goodbye. 2 weeks after we were married, Johnny came home with some guy who said he had a surefire system. Goodbye, Johnny, goodbye. Then he took his whole month's salary, put it on some nag. John said, with our system, honey, everything's sold in the bag. We'll be rich with a Rolls Royce, honey. We got rich, my eye. The nag hadn't heard about the system. Goodbye, Johnny, goodbye. Kavo to niet, kavo to žal, kamu to siet, sentit sia vdal, kamu pismo, kamu priviet, kavo ljublu, kavo djeniet, kavo to niet, kavo to žal, kamu to sjece, čit sja vdal. Oj, palana maja, maja karobuska, jesti si tjet si parža, paržale me. The nobushka smala djecka vopleča cienja sam placil nje malija nje tak visja nje skupis podstavljaj ka Gubki svajalja, bliža kami li musadi. Oh, I'm a good girl on occasion. Oh, I'm a good girl on occasion. But downstairs waiting for me, sitting on the best settee, tall and handsome, 6'3", let himself in with a duplicate key. Oh, I'm a good girl on occasion. Good girl on occasion. Once my mother gave me the word. The word was no, which I clearly heard. But to say no to a guy is absurd. No is expected, but yes is preferred. Oh, I'm a good girl on occasion. Good girl on occasion. Every new year I try to reform, and along comes some guy, takes me by storm, diamonds and orchids, champagne to drink. And which lasts longer, resolutions or mink? Oh, I'm a good girl on occasion. Only on occasion, by persuasion, I'm a good girl.